Hi, I'm Father Quan Tran. I'm the Episcopal Vicar for the Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs Office for the Diocese of Orange. I'm also the Parochial Vicar at Christ Cathedral Parish. And on behalf of the Diocese, we're excited to have our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen. And already he's made quite an impression on everybody here. And his parishioners tell us that we're gaining a holy, loving priest. And so we're all excited to welcome our new Auxiliary Bishop, Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com. Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we have the show of all shows here, back by popular demand. Father Ethan Southard is here with us again, but to talk about a different subject. But Father, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Deacon. It's great to be here.
It is great. And Our Lady of Perpetual Help, right?
That's right. Up in Santa Clarita, California.
Oh, awesome place and awesome ministry. And you're going to hear a lot more about Hollywood Beloved. It was a really fantastic event. We'll have a separate show on that. And we're also talking about something really critical called the Unbound Ministry. And one of the leaders in Orange County, the Unbound Ministry, someone that we work with together here as part of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministries, is Lourdes Morales. Welcome to the show, Lourdes.
Hello, Deacon. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it is so amazing. And I'm actually part of a workshop that she's doing for Advanced Unbound and have been an Unbound speaker myself. And I know you are too, Father, and obviously Lourdes is. But the question is, for the show, what is Unbound, freedom in Christ? What's that all about?
What is Unbound? Unbound is freedom, is a ministry that was formed by Neil Lozano. And he just has, he says that there is a door and there is five keys that are so important where we are free through them. And during the model, he teaches us that we have to go through repentance and faith, forgiveness, renunciation, authority, and a father's blessing, and that those keys will unlock the door, and you will be free in Christ as he wants us to be, since he died and redeemed us through his resurrection.
My brothers and sisters, you are listening to this show for a reason. Jesus wants to set you free. I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 3 and take a look at verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom.
Amen.
Freedom. You do not have to be bound by sin. You don't have to be bound in chains by your addictions. You can be set free by the blood of the Lamb, by Jesus Christ. And that is what he died on the cross and rose again, that we may be set free. Father, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Unbound is, it's a model for healing and deliverance, which is really just taking the gospel of Jesus Christ and applying it and integrating it into our lives. It's unleashing the power of Jesus, who does come to set us free. He comes to redeem us and wash us by his precious blood to free us so that we could be who we truly are meant to be, who we truly are, which is his beloved bride. We are the sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And so often there's lies. Satan is the father of lies. He's the great deceiver. And so he wants to rob us of that identity. And Unbound is just a simple, practical, relational, non-confrontational way of entering into that truth.
Now, people get scared over various words, and one of the words that they're frightened of is the word deliverance. Mm. But deliverance is not something that we should be frightened of. It's a word that we need to embrace because that's what Jesus wants us to do. Tell us about deliverance, Lourdes.
Deliverance is freedom, like Father said, is freedom to become who God created us to be. So the deliverance is simply a process in which we are free. There's peace. There's joy. So I always say if you're actually scared about deliverance, it's because Satan definitely doesn't want you to have it. Mm. So when we have deliverance, we have the freedom that Christ came to the earth to show through his ministry, which was basically deliverance and healing and preaching. So he does want us to do the same. And this is why Unbound is so important, because it gives us a tool in the Catholic Church or the Christian Church to be completely delivered through him in this life.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Father Ethan Southern and Lourdes Morales, and we're talking about this ministry called Unbound to set us free from our addictions, to set us free from our bondage in which so many times we feel like, I can never get out of this sinful behavior. I want you to open up Acts. Mm. Turn to Acts 16, my brothers and sisters, or write it down or try to remember it. And starting at verse 25, it's midnight now, and Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And there's suddenly a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. Father, I really believe this is what the Christian experience is all about, is really this massive change of which we have these addictions and habits and sinful behavior that we somehow think we can never get out of. But Jesus died on the cross and rose again so that we may have this freedom. The Unbound ministry was set up to give us a process of freedom.
Mm-hmm. When the lies come into our lives and we start believing these lies, primarily that there's something wrong with us, and that there's something wrong with us to such an extent that we could never be loved, that the Father could never really love us. And so when we buy into that lie, when we believe that lie, well, where else do we go? We have to justify ourselves. We save ourselves. And so we do that in any number of ways, and that's where the addictions come in. Mm-hmm. And so we start to look for some kind of relief, mm-hmm. some kind of healing, or some kind of grace that could mm-hmm. take us away from that pain, but we're not God, so we can't do it on our own. And so we get caught up in all kinds of stuff, whether it's looking at stuff on the internet or drinking or drugs or working. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we think if we work hard enough, if I do good things, mm-hmm. enough of those good things, then I'm going to be healed and I'll be worthy of God's love then. Mm-hmm. And you know, the deliverance ministry is about that. It's about setting us free so that we could be free from whatever is holding us back from God's love.
Amen. And many people say, but how is it that I am not delivered if I am not baptized? And how is it that I go to church every day, to Mass every day? And I've seen many people that are still not delivered, even though they go to Mass every day. And it is about a process of knowing that Satan enters into our lives, not just because of sin, but also because of our wounds of the past. Mm-hmm. So as you said, Father Ethan, it's like people don't understand that when they were little, they had some wounds that, as a psychologist, I always say, that we defend ourselves with until there comes a point that we don't need them anymore to survive. So they get in the way of our own personality. So we have a personality that is not of God. So we have perfectionism, or, you know, in a way we are proud and sometimes overbearing. And those are just situations of we're taking them in because we wanted to survive. But now God, Jesus wants you to be completely free of those so that you can have peace.
Yeah. My brothers and sisters, take a look at John 10:10. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life in abundance. Abundance. We were not meant to live in chains. We were not meant to live in addictions. So many of you right now know what your addictions are, obviously. You know the fact that many of you listening in are addicted to pornography. And we take authority over that pornography because Jesus wants to set you free. So many of you are addicted to various aspects of being a workaholic or alcohol or drugs or whatever it might be. It is not too late. So many people think it's too late for them. Oh, I'll never be able to change. I'll never be able to get out of that. But that's a lie of the devil.
Yeah. And one of the images, one of the epic images, I think, of what you're touching on, that we're made, just like the Gospel of John said, that we're made for life and life to the fullest, this epic image of the Exodus. And so for so many generations, the Israelites were born into slavery. They were bound, you know, in Egypt. And God wanted to set them free. He wanted to take them to the promised land. So they were being delivered from, they were being delivered from and for freedom. They're being delivered from slavery and being delivered for this freedom, the promised land where they could have that life to the fullest. They're going to the land of milk and honey where there is the plenty.
Yes.
And there's room for all. But there is a period, there is a process of leaving Egypt. They had to let go and they had to go through the cleansing waters and come out on the other side of this promised land.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. And we're going to be getting into much more detail on this ministry called Unbound, the five keys of the ministry, and how Jesus wants you to be set free. We're going to be right back to talk more about Unbound. This is Deacon Steve Greco, Empowered by the Spirit.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Tolsons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at TolsonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
Hello, everyone. We're back here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, talking about an incredibly important ministry with two people who mean the world to me, Father Ethan Southern and Lourdes Morales. This Unbound ministry, started by Neil and Janet Lozano, is something that's worldwide in many, many countries, and it is a ministry to set us free. We talk about the word deliverance, and what does the word deliverance really mean, Lourdes?
The word deliverance is freedom. The word deliverance is that we're going to deliver you from something that is in the past and bring you the reality of what is true.
You had mentioned these hurts, these wounds that we have. Many of us were abused, you know, as children, and we have all these things have happened to us in which, in Ignatian spirituality, we talk about consolation, moving towards Christ, or desolation, moving away from God, moving away from Jesus. Unfortunately, all too often, we can move away from God into sin, and we get into sinful habits and patterns. The Unbound ministry helps set us free from that sinful pattern.
Mm. there are traumas in life. There are different experiences. There's wounds. I think one of the big keys is, how do we understand the things that have happened to us? What is the meaning that we place in those experiences? So something that could happen to us when we were a child, it could be something as simple as someone gave us a look, and, you know, well, how did we interpret that look? What's the meaning that we've given to that look? Mm-hmm. And maybe that look that someone gave us, a teacher gave us, could have a harmful impact. Or even if a teacher gave us the same look, but we're understanding it through the lens and through the eyes of Christ, mm-hmm. you know, we could actually end up praying for that person, and it could not affect us. I think that's the big thing. It's, we're being delivered, and the meanings of the harmful things are being transformed through Christ, through the power and the life of Christ, and we're being renewed in Him.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, we have freedom. We are a new creation in Christ, as it says in Corinthians. We are a new wineskin. But we've been talking about this ministry called Unbound, again, that Neil Lozano started, and his son Matt is heavily involved, and his wife. What exactly is this ministry as it relates to a weekend, and how do people get involved in it?
It's a weekend, or it could be done during the week. So Neil Lozano came to California to SCRC, and he is coming in January, and Father Eaton will let you know more about that. And he just came. So he travels around the world, and he gives the five keys throughout a weekend, in which there's many diverse talks about the five keys.
So how can they find out about Unbound? Is they go to the internet, and obviously wherever the show is being carried and it's on podcast, do they just look up Unbound Ministry, and then hopefully there's a website that then they can find out where a local workshop might be, or conference, or weekend, or, mm-hmm. or sometime during the week?
Exactly. If you look up Unbound Ministry online, you can go right to their website. It's heartofthefather.com, www.heartofthefather.com. Neil and Janet and their son Matthew are based in Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. So they have quite a number of conferences right in the area, right there. But they do travel throughout the nation. So heartofthefather.com will also have their schedule. But there are local ministries set up within the parish, and Lourdes is a part of that. Mm-hmm. I've given a talk recently. Deacon Steve, you've given a talk recently here in Palmdale. So you could ask for Neil and Janet do have the information of a lot of the local ministries, so you can go through their website. You could also Google, and different ministries will pop up. But the great thing is, so you can go on this weekend retreat, or like Lourdes says, a lot of times there'll be a 6 or 8 week mm-hmm. Ongoing retreat that you can go once a week.
And they do have videos that you can actually work with the people that are already certified, and they the videos are from them. So, you know, they did this so that it will be spreadable all over the world. And I know that Deacon Steve is also with the Spirit-Filled Hearts, you know, working with that, with me and Cecile over there in Palmdale, and many others that are working with this. So it's a matter of really wanting it. And for Father Eaton has the mission of making every one of the priests in California go through the Unbound Conference.
We are incredibly excited about that. There is a priest retreat, I guess, for Unbound Ministry, and was in January? Is
that's
it?
That's correct. It'll be in January in Alhambra at the Sacred Heart Retreat Center with the Carmelites there in Alhambra. I went to my first training in Unbound. It was a training, but it was also my own personal experience, and I can share that testimony a little bit later. But I went to the Catholic Priest Retreat. It was the first of its kind. That was last year in Florida. So a friend of mine had heard about it, and he says, "Hey, Father Ethan," it was a priest friend, he says, "why don't we go?" So three of us from Southern California, we went down to Florida. I had heard of Unbound. I think I had the book. I hadn't really read it. I knew a little bit about the ministry. So before I went to this retreat, I read the material, and I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that Jesus had something planned for me. And it has transformed me. It has transformed my priesthood, priestly ministry. It's empowered it in such a beautiful, beautiful way. And I do. I highly recommend that every priest go on a retreat, that every priest become familiar with the Unbound ministry. And if you have an opportunity, just to go on this retreat coming up in January, where I'm sure there's going to be more retreats coming up shortly. But I really think that this ministry, that this deliverance, the freedom for Christ, is something that if the priests can integrate and learn how to apply the simple techniques, simple ministry into their confession, into some of the counseling sessions, it's something that's going to transform the world. It already is.
And I'm going to challenge the deacons out there to also attend, all religious and all leaders of any kind who want to make a difference for Christ, who want to nourish God's people, to be part of this. Because one of the important things is that we, in leadership within the church, need to be healthy. I mean, everyone needs to be healthy, but the leadership needs to be healthy in order to help other people and be that the light of the world, the light of Jesus, in which we can bring people to Jesus. And if we're in bondage, it makes it that much more difficult.
In L.A., we have Bishop O'Connell, and he is actually working with the Unbound Ministry and doing an amazing job. I think that some of the priests are scared of the word deliverance, but what is important to know is that the Catholic Church already have written a book on deliverance ministry and how important it is for the Catholic Church. And the good thing about the Unbound Ministry is that it's a non-confrontational approach, which they are no manifestations, which because the important part is that the person will become part of the process. It's not that somebody is telling them what kind of spirits they have. It's that they are the ones that become aware of them through the education, through the reflection. So this is a non-confrontational approach, which the purpose of Unbound is to love.
Amen.
And it is not confrontational, and it is so that the person will feel loved by God, the Father. Mm. One of the books that he wrote first was Abba's Heart, Abba Father. Mm-hmm. And it is all about each one of us feeling the compassion and the love that God has for us.
Because God is love, my brothers and sisters, and it's so important. But, you know, one of the things I really love also about the Unbound Ministry is how it is very focused on whatever group there is and different languages. So, Lourdes, I'd love you to give a brief message to our Spanish-speaking audience out there, if you can do it in Spanish, because this show is carried on several networks. And there are many Spanish-speaking people out there where the Unbound Ministry
is really
a perfect fit. So your
thoughts? Pues el Unbound se llama Libertad. Libertad para todos, de todo lo que no nos deja ser hijos de Dios. El ministerio en español también está llevado a cabo por Richard en el ministerio de Palmdale, y han habido varios seminarios alrededor de California. Cualquier persona que necesite más información, es el mismo ministerio, se llama Libertad, ya que esa es la traducción. Pero se trata de la liberación de las personas a través de cinco llaves. Las llaves son arrepentimiento y fe. La segunda llave es el perdón. La tercera llave es la renuncia de todas las mentiras y espíritus que no son de Dios. La cuarta llave es autoridad. Y en este caso se habla sobre todo lo que nosotros hemos dejado que otras cosas que no son de Dios estén en nuestra vida y por eso no tenemos paz. Y la quinta llave es la bendición del Señor, de manera que es un precioso ministerio para toda la comunidad latina.
Hallelujah! And I know whatever she said was spot on. My brothers and sisters, the Unbound Ministry is for all of us, because we all need to be set free. We're going to talk more about very specifically where the five keys to unbound and how that can help set you free and will set you free. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center, February 9th, as we watch the Ducks take on the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m. And join our Catholic Trinity League schools as they play a special exhibition immediately following the Ducks game. Your ticket will include access to the special game as well. Don't miss the Modern Day High School Choir perform the national anthem along with Don Wright. The first 500 tickets purchased through this special offer will come with a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets, call 714-282-3045 or visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit, and we are talking about the Unbound Ministry with Father Ethan Southern and Lourdes Morales, both of them leaders within this ministry. And obviously, Father is a parish-based priest, and Lourdes is part of our ministry at Spirit-Filled Hearts and does many, many other things in terms of counseling and spiritual direction and so forth. But the Unbound Ministry is so important because of the foundation it sets to set us free with these five keys. The five key areas will give us this greater freedom, and each key incorporates really practical direction on how to respond to God's grace, that unmerited favor that unlocks the door of addiction, the door of pain to set us free. The very first key is repentance and faith. And there's certainly no greater deliverance than embracing and living out the grace of baptism, the living out our baptism by being wiped clean by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, turning away from sin, turning to the Lord, turning to reconciliation. Jesus is our deliverer, and he is our deliverance. Tell us more about this first key, Father, and why repentance and faith is so critical as a foundation.
It is the foundation. If when we turn to the Lord, when we surrender and say, I can't do this, I need help. Lord, I am yours, help me. We're giving him the openness, we're giving him the opportunity to come in and deliver us, to heal us, to transform us. If we're holding on, whether it's to our own pride, it's to our own ego, whether we're holding on to our shame, whether we're holding on to our sin, we're blocking the Lord from being able to come in and do what he does. And when we do that, when we do it in faith, when we surrender and return to the Lord, we say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe that you could do this. I have nowhere else to go, and I open myself up to you. He says, thank you, and let's move forward.
My brothers and sisters, Ephesians 2, 8, 9 talks about how faith is a gift, lest we boast. Faith is something that God will grant to us, is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, fruit of the Holy Spirit, faithfulness. But we must ask for it. We must want it. And with that faith, I believe that it leads to repentance, because when we have faith, we realize that we're sinners and we need to be wiped clean through the sacrament of reconciliation. But through this process of being set free through Unbound, tell us about this first key, Lourdes.
Well, it's one of the most important ones because many people, you know, when we go through the keys, and they actually say it with their own words. So we repeat and they repeat with their own words. And there's power in the word of them saying, I surrender to the Lord. I repent of anything that I have done. I give you my life, Lord. I give you my life. Now it's not me that is controlling my life. Like, because there is three people that can control the life of each one of you. It's the Lord and, the devil or yourself. I can be, my own God saying, I'm the one in control and I do whatever I want. But then I'm not surrendering and I'm not living the purpose of God in me. So it's surrendering and having faith that God has the purpose already, and he already knows where I'm going. And when I don't know anything about anything in my life, if I give it to the Lord, then he will let me know where he wants for me to land.
You know, there's a reason why St. Paul, talking about this change, this metanoia, this complete conversion that we have, talks about us being a new creation. That's exactly what God wants from us, what Jesus wants to, of us. Not to live in bondage, not to live in sin, but to break out of that. And one of the important aspects of breaking out of that sinful pattern, that addictions that all too often we're part of, is the second key, which is forgiveness. I have found in our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, and in the healing ministry, that Jesus is the healer. But so many times what blocks the healing is lack of forgiveness. People hold on to their story about why they shouldn't forgive. And there are horrible stories. I mean, abuses and many, many things that have happened to people where they want to justify over and over and over again why they're not forgiving. My brothers and sisters, lack of forgiveness is drinking poison and thinking it's harming someone else. The reason why when St. Peter went to Jesus and said, how often must I forgive? And he said 7 times 70, which means forgiveness must be all the time, is because it sets us free. Your thoughts, Father, on that?
Yeah. The forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean reconciliation. It doesn't mean that you're going to be reconciled to someone who abused you. But forgiveness sets a dynamic, it sets a power in motion within us that all of a sudden starts to transform ourselves, it transforms our lives, and that power radiates out into the world, and it transforms so many things. But if we don't allow that forgiveness to come into our heart deeply, truly, then we're blocking the greater healings and the power from continuing to come into our lives. That's who God is. God is merciful. God is love. Yeah. God is constantly forgiving. And so if we allow our hearts to be so closed and cold, then we're cutting ourselves off from this life-giving force that wants to come in. Now it's not easy to do. In fact, it's impossible to do. You know, that's what Peter says too. He says, Lord, what you're asking, you know, for me is this is difficult. And he says, it's not difficult. It's impossible. And that's why we forgive in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the one he's the only one who's really able to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken all of our abuses, our neglect, our wounds, our sins, and he's taken it up with him on the cross. And he's held his arms open so widely. And he says, I forgive. And not only does he say, I forgive, but he asks the Father to forgive. He says, Father, forgive them. And then he makes an excuse for us. He says, because they don't know what they're doing. Amen. And so that power, if we ask in the name of Jesus for that power to come in, he is waiting. He's dying to give us that power and that love so that we could truly forgive others.
And there is a reason, my brothers and sisters, that is part of the Lord's Prayer, is that we are to forgive our trespasses as the Lord forgives us. And so there's this ratio, and in Scripture it talks about the fact that as we judge, so will we be judged, that we must be pure as it relates to letting go. And I have to tell you this quick story. I'm up in Northern California, a church. I'll never forget this, and the church was filled. It was a healing service, and I'm preaching about the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus. And I started, I said, okay, now before you come up to be prayed over for healing, understand the fact of what is one of the key blockages of healing and really this transformation is lack of forgiveness. If there's someone in your life that you haven't forgiven, a family member, a friend, and whatever, before you come up, you must forgive them. And I heard this gasp. 300 people go, because they didn't put together God's healing as it relates to, they thought they could hold on to the fact they hadn't talked to their brother or cousin or friend or whatever in so many years, and that they had this lack of forgiveness with a spouse that was divorced to them or a parent or whatever. They thought, okay, I can justify that, put that in the corner, but I'm still asking God for healing. I said, no, before you come up here, in fact, it's right out of Mark, right? Where Mark talks about ask anything shall be done to you, but first forgive your brother, you know, if you hold any grudges against your brother. And this is Mark 11. Okay. There's a reason for that and why it's so important.
You know, Father Minbui, he was telling me, you have had some benefactors, the person that is, that abused you, the person that mistreated you, it's a benefactor for you to get to heaven. The only way to be able to understand what Jesus did in the cross that was forgiving each one of our sins is for us to do the same. So we don't do it, though. So one of the Unbound is so powerful because we have someone there. There's an intercession. There's a leader. There's the Holy Spirit allowing us to be able to go to that moment that was so painful so that the Holy Spirit and Jesus that already forgave that will come at that moment into your life so that you can be free. So if we continue with that, we are harming ourselves, we're harming our spirituality, we are actually condemning ourselves, and we are actually getting sick. So in a way, we're holding, smelly potatoes, in the bag inside of ourselves, and we are actually not able to walk, and we're smelling too. So the only way to be pure and it's to forgive. And one of the things is, who's the most important person that you have to forgive?
Yourself.
Exactly.
And who are we making companions with? Who are our companions? Are our companions bitterness and resentment? Or is our companion Jesus? And if it's...
And that's the way you're going to smell.
My brothers and sisters, if you want to be more like Jesus, we must have the heart, the sacred heart of Jesus. If you want to be taking on the mantle of the Blessed Mother and getting her intercession, her love, her spiritual blessing of the Blessed Mother, we must forgive. We must take on her immaculate heart and the sacred heart of Jesus. Forgiveness is transformation. So the five keys, the first one again is repentance and faith. The second one is forgiveness. We're going to be right back to talk about the next key of the Unbound ministry to set us free. This is Deacon Steve Greco, Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery. That of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Toltons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy. Go elsewhere. Get.
May I never give up.
Learn more at ToltonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to CCDramaSeries.com.
The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Powered by the Spirit talking about this very important Unbound ministry with Father Ethan Southern and also Lourdes Morales, who are a very much part of the Unbound ministry, this ministry to set us free. We've been talking about the five keys of this ministry, and it starts with repentance and faith, this metanoia, this surrender. We then get into forgiveness, but they are foundations to have a heart of forgiveness. The third key is renunciation, and Lourdes, give us a brief summary about what that is.
Renunciation is simply renouncing or taking away the power that some lies in our life have over us. And we call it spirits. We renounce the spirits that are not allowing us to be complete and whole in Christ. So many people say, but I don't have any spirits, you know, and then I say, just call it lies, because it is about the lie of anxiety. It's about the lie of stress. It's about the lie of lack of confidence. It's about the lie of addiction. So in a way, what Jesus does is he actually wants for you to be free, and we renounce then that addiction or that anxiety through the name of Jesus Christ, so that he will take it and brings us peace.
Our brothers and sisters, do you find yourself having these periods of anger, even explosive anger, envy? Perhaps you have bitterness and resentment, even hatred, lustful behaviors, whatever it might be. These are all areas that the Unbound ministry and Jesus Christ wants to set us free through the power of the blood of the Lamb, through the power of this ministry, but the power of the sacraments, reconciliation, the Eucharist, and so forth. You said something earlier, Father. You said, who do you want to be companions with? Do we want to be companions with the type of behavior that moves us away from Jesus? Or do we want to be companion with the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
And that's what the renunciation is. In Easter, we renew our baptismal vows. And in the beginning of that, we say, I renounce Satan and all of his works and all of his empty promises. And so that's what renunciation is. It's a declaration before the kingdom of darkness that I no longer make a home for sin, deception, and the power behind it. So in other words, I'm saying I'm not going to be a companion with the darkness. My companion is with Jesus, and Jesus makes his companionship with us. He brings us into his kingdom. It seems like a big thing, but it's really pretty simple. And that's what deliverance is. You know, we pray that in the Our Father, you know, deliver us, deliver us from evil. And it's really simple.
It's a core part of our faith. It's a core part of what Jesus wants to do. Jesus came to set us free. Jesus said, I have not left you an orphan. I've given you my Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you to truth. And what is truth? The truth is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is freedom, that Jesus has set us free. And so these lies of the enemy that Lourdes has talked about, these lies that we can't break free of, these sinful behaviors, these addictions, these habits that we've had, is simply that, a lie. Because the fourth key says, we have been given all authority, and we see this in Scripture, that Jesus has all authority to set us free. And the fourth key is authority. And what does that mean, Lourdes?
Authority is the authority of Jesus Christ, because the ministers here, you know, the main minister is the Holy Spirit. but it's in the authority of Jesus. So in a way, it's simply understanding the command that we make is through the blood of Jesus. So in the authority of Jesus, we are renouncing all these spirits. And the minister, the person, or the lay person that is doing so, is doing it in the authority of Jesus, not in the authority of other gods. Because it is important to know that there's God and there's Satan. Some people do things that are not of God. So when people pray over, it's important for all of you Catholics, Christians, to know that it needs to be in the name of Jesus Christ.
It's in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's very important that you turn to Scripture also. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is within us than he is in the world. What does that mean? That means that Jesus is within us. The enemy, the devil, is in the world, but the devil is a created being, is not equal to God, not even close. That it's Jesus that has God, that has the authority. It is God that has the power. It is God who is God, you know, not a created being, not any enemy that we may have. By taking authority, we're taking the authority from our baptism. When we are baptized, we are given that authority to take that authority and to use that authority against evil.
Mm-hmm. Jesus also says, I'm giving you the power to walk over serpents and scorpions. Mm-hmm. So all of these evil things, all of our enemies, in the name of Jesus, in his authority, we have authority over our enemies and those who seek to destroy us. And so the five keys are, it's nothing more than just helping us to take our stand against all of our enemies, against the woundedness and the sins, through repentance, through forgiveness, and then through renouncing those things, and then declaring the truth of their defeat by our authority in Christ. And we say, in the name of Jesus, I command these spirits that I have renounced to leave me now. It's no one else doing it for us. It's us doing it. We have the authority. Jesus is empowering us, and it's in his name.
And that spoken word is so important. You know, that spoken word in which we renounce the enemy and we renounce these lies and we renounce these things. And as Father said, take a look at Mark 16, that these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons, speak new languages, pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The point is that we have the authority from Jesus through our baptism in the name of Jesus to renounce these things that have impacted us. And the whole key to Unbound is really the Father's love, the Father's blessing, which is the fifth key.
Absolutely. In the beginning of the letter to the Ephesians, it says, every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ, he has poured out every spiritual blessing upon us. In Hebrew, the sense of a blessing means to speak words that empower someone to prosper and thrive. And so the Father is speaking these words of blessing. He's speaking them to Jesus, and in Jesus, he's speaking them to us. And so that's really the great deception, the great work of Satan, is to separate us from that reality, to break us from our identity of who we are, which really is a son and a daughter of God. And in doing that, he robs us of our destiny. He wants to rob us of our life, of our purpose. And so the Father's blessing, so the first four keys, it's renouncing Satan and his evil works. It's breaking those lies. And the fifth key is receiving that blessing. It's really receiving the truth of who we are, that we are loved. It's that there is nothing that could ever change that. God loves us. And each moment of our existence, each breath that we take, each beat of our heart, it's done through love and in love and for love.
My brothers and sisters, the message that you need to hear, that you are hearing, is that God is love and he loves you unconditionally. Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Jesus does not condemn you. In the 8th chapter of Romans, it says nothing will separate you from the love of God, neither present things, nor future things, nor height, nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor creatures. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing will separate you from the Father's blessing.
It's beautiful to see how throughout the process of these keys, the person is being completely delivered. So the power of Satan is no longer there. So what was hidden is the truth of the love of God. So the all of the lies that we believed about ourselves, they're no longer there. And now you can see the purpose of the person, and you can see the real purpose God has and the real love that the Father has for you. And you begin to love yourself and see that you are so important for God, and that we do have a purpose in this life, and that there is eternity, and the Lord is awaiting for that moment with the beloved to be united to Him.
The main purpose of Unbound is love. The main minister of Unbound is the Holy Spirit. Go to www.heartofthefather.com to get information regarding the Unbound ministry, or contact us at deaconsteve@spiritfulhearts.org, or take a look at our website, spiritfulhearts.org, and too. We will give you some information and get you in touch with the right people. This is so, so important to be set free and to receive the love that God has for us. Thank you so much, Father, for being on the show
again.
And thank you, Lourdes. And
thank you.
Father, could you lead us in a closing prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment that we've had together. We thank you so, so very much for giving us the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is love, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, for empowering us and moving us by your love, and for drawing us into the life of the Trinity. There is room for all of us. Thank you for helping us to let go of the things that bind us, the lies that we've heard that keep us from that truth. And we just thank you for this wonderful, beautiful ministry of Unbound. We ask you to pour your blessings upon it so that it could continue to grow and to reach and touch many hearts. And for all the people who are struggling today, for all of us who've experienced different ways of being bound up in a lie or in some sort of sin, we ask for the Father's blessing to pour down upon us. And I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As Deacon Steve Greco, empowered by the Spirit, will be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Here's a Christmas reflection from Bishop Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen from the Diocese of Orange in Southern California.
I am Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen, the new auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Orange. Thank you for all your prayer, and now I begin my new responsibility. And the first responsibility now is to share with you the Christmas reflection. And my theme is the coming of the light. You know, very little is known about the birthday of Jesus. We know not the month, we know not the day, and not even the year. All story associated with the nativity took place in hours of darkness. Mary and Joseph could not find rooms in the inn. The shepherd kept watch over the flock at night. One of the favorite songs was Silent Night. Now, that statement was probably accurate, but more than a matter of historical interest. It is a powerful symbolism. Jesus came into the world that was engulfed in a spiritual darkness. The Roman Empire was a gigantic reality. Caesar ran and ruled with an iron rod. Slavery was a primary source of labor. Violence was a primary mode of entertainment. People flocked into the amphitheater, watched with delight while gladiators fought to death, and cheered while animals ripped people to shreds. It was a sick society, and such was the sad state of affairs when Jesus was born, like the rising of the sun. Now, what is the similarity between the coming of dawn and the coming of Christ? Sunrise is always and forever the start of something new. Christ's coming brought to the world a new understanding of God. Volcano, eruption, earthquake, hurricane, floods, wildfire, drought, disease, and birth defect was regarded as expression of divine displeasure, anger, frustration. And so all religious activity in those days, from saying prayers to offer human sacrifice, were attempt to assuage that anger. Because in those days, God was commonly conceived, perceived as an offended tyrant who had to be appeased. And so thoughts of God and feeling of fear are intertwined. It was fear that brought God into the world. Jesus came and began to speak of God as a wise and loving Father. Sometime in a form of parable of the prodigal son, Sermon on the Mount, if your child asks for bread, will you give him stone? If he asks for a fish, would you give him a snake? How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? And that's why one of his disciples defined, God is love. The coming of Christ also brought to the world a new understanding of persons. Human lives were not considered valuable. Slaves were bought and sold like cattle. Women were owned by father and husband. Power and powerless people existed only for the convenience of the ruling class, and Jesus came and showed respect for the lowliest of and the least. He chose companions from common labors, fishermen. He went up and down the land proclaiming the worth of individuals. One day he proclaimed the woman who gave 2 coins in the temple treasury and proclaimed her the woman of the day. The light shined on the darkness, in a darkness that did not overcome it. Oh yes, the scribes and the Pharisees and the government leaders conspired to silence his message. They condemned him and nailed him to a cross. But in 3 days, he walked out of the tomb and back to the lives of his followers. No grace was deep enough to hold him. No resistance was strong enough to stop him. The light shined on in darkness, and that did not overcome it. I'd like to share with you this story. I have heard the story of a wise old rabbi who instructed his student by asking questions. He asked, how can a person tell when the darkness ends and the day begins? After thinking for a moment, one student replied, it is when there is enough light to see an animal in the distance and be able to tell if it be a sheep or a goat. Another student said, it is when there is enough light to see a tree and tell if it is a fig or an oak tree. But the old rabbi gently said, no, it is when you can look into a man's face and recognize him as your brother. For if you cannot recognize in another's face the face of your brother, the darkness has not yet begun to lift, and the light has not yet come. And I share with you a Christmas message that to live like that, to see my brother's face in that. And that Christmas message from the Christmas card is following. Mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage youth. Keep a promise. Find a time. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Be gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Express your gratitude. Welcome a stranger. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak of love. Speak it again. Speak it still once again. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a Christmas reflection from Bishop Thomas Tan Tai Nguyen from the Diocese of Orange in Southern California.